I think a lot of parents, you know, don't want to be understanding, but you have to really talk to the kids to know what's going on. And that once you, you know, give them a safe haven where they can come talk to you, it's special.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
Art Eddy here for The Art of Fatherhood, and I am so excited to team up to Art of Fatherhood podcast sponsorship with Busy Kid. I got one of the founders, Greg Merced, with me right now. Greg, people can hear your fatherhood journey on the podcast that we had as well, but tell the good folks why people should use Busy Kid.
You know, I would say get your kid busy doing stuff that actually matters, not just messing around, okay? Get them busy learning how money works so that one day they can leave your house and never come back. Okay, that is the goal. And we want to empower them. This is your kid's first job with direct deposit. Make it happen. It's easy. I think what it'll do is it'll empower your kid to be smart with their money.
And that's all we want. We want our kids to be great. We want them to have positive and fun, fulfilling lives. Busy Kid can help them with that as well. So listen to what Greg says. For more information, go to busykid.com, and we appreciate their sponsorship here at the Art of Fatherhood podcast. What's up, everyone? Art Eddy here for the Art of Fatherhood podcast online. I'm very happy to have Nick Collins Sr. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing really well, sir. I'm really excited to be chatting with you, of course, about football, but I love bringing guys like yourself on to talk about their fatherhood journey. So let's go back. Take me back when you found out you're going to be a dad, Nick. What was going through your mind, sir?
When I found out I was going to be a dad, I was a little nervous, a little scared, but was open to the opportunity to just try to, you know, place my skills into my kids and what I learned from my father over the years. And it's been a blessing so far.
Nice. And of course, playing the NFL, getting to that high, you know, mountain in pro sports, hard work, dedication, grit, those are all values I'm guessing that you're passing down to your kids. What are some of the other core values you're looking to instill into them?
Just be yourself at all times. Be respectful. Because you want someone to treat you just how you'll treat another person. So I'm big on respect. I want them to be dedicated in everything that they do. Don't take days off or time off because it's something else you want to do. Just get the job. Be dedicated to what you're doing and finishing the job. Most importantly, you know, you got to have faith throughout all that. You know, without faith, you can't. It's hard to function and understand this world today with so much going on. So you got to have faith. Those are my principles that I live by.
Those are all great, Nick, especially the faith. I agree wholeheartedly. I feel like you need that and pass it on with your kids because they can kind of believe in something, not only completely believe in you, but having that faith and get them, like you said, through the tough times. So, of course, we were talking about the values you're looking to instill into them. Let's kind of flip the script. What is something you learned about yourself or about life in general from your kids? What is something your kids have taught you about life?
Patience. Patience. Having your own family and with kids, it's all about patience. But yeah, just a lot of patience and be understanding. I think a lot of parents, you know, don't want to be understanding, but you have to really talk to the kids to know what's going on. And that once you, you know, give them a safe haven where they can come talk to you, it's special. So that's what they don't taught me over the years, a lot of patience and a lot of understanding.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things you hit on right there, and I have two daughters, 13 and 11, and I agree wholeheartedly with like listening and understanding, because if you want them to come and talk to you about things, right, and not just like the yes to no answers, I feel like you need to have those conversations where you're listening to them and seeing where they're coming from, so they're not just like, oh, it's all about what, you know. And of course, we're the parents, so we do make the rules and all that stuff, but you want to make sure that they understand that it's a comfortable place they can be with us and learn. So yeah, I totally agree with that. And a lot of things you're saying right here are great pieces of advice for new dads, but I always love having guys like yourself on to share your parenting experience and what you've gone through to new dads, guys who just found out they were going to be a dad or maybe holding their child right now for the first time, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So what is one big piece of advice you'd like to offer to those guys listening right now?
cherish the moment. Be present right at that moment. That's the best advice I can give you. The more you're available for your family and your kids, the better their life will be.
No doubt. Yeah. Like, it's like presence over presence, right?
Right. So you right, have either, right.
So I love that, man. I'm a big fan of the NFL football in general, and I appreciate you taking time to chat with me. We're also going to be talking about the great work you're doing over at Lake Highland Preparatory School. I know you're a coach there too. But let's talk about your transition from college to the NFL. From, you know, you were playing over at Bethune-Cookman to now playing with the Packers. And everybody takes in like a new job, a new career differently. And there could be a hurdle that might be not a hurdle for you, but it had to be an adjustment for somebody else. But for you, when you got into the NFL, man, what was like the biggest adjustment you had to make for your career?
Understanding the game a little bit better, the speed of the game. It's a very demanding job, so you got to be on point with everything that you're doing. And I think that was the biggest transition, just the speed, the understanding of the game, how fast the game moves. It moves at a speed that it's unreal.
Yeah, I think you definitely practice what you preach, because on the biggest stage, you know, of course, Super Bowl 45, where you and the Packers beat the Steelers. You had one heck of a play, sir. You intercepted Ben Roethlisberger and went, did a pick six, got to, pay dirt. When you got into the end zone, you almost kind of like, you know, I was listening, I was kind of before, while I was prepping up for this, I was listening back to that highlight, listening to Buck and Aikman, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman call that game because it was on Fox. And he said, you know, he leaps into it. Of course, Packers, Lambeau leap and all that stuff. But when you got into the end zone, man, that must have been just an awesome, like, one to be at the Super Bowl, contributing, you know, to help your team win the Super Bowl. But, like, pick six, man, in the Super Bowl, that's legit. So how are you feeling when you crossed the goal line, sir?
Oh, man, it was amazing. You know, that's a childhood dream of any kid that's looking to pursue the game of football, to make it to the biggest stage and do something very special. And I was able to do that. And to get in that end zone, oh, man, it was just so many emotions going through my head. You know, the year before that, I had just lost my father. So I was like, oh, you know what? The best thing I can do, drop to my knees, give him the praise, because he the one introduced me to the game, helped me understand the game. So it was just, it was a whole lot. But that feeling is you can't really describe it. It's just, wow. It's just amazing.
Nick, I'm getting goosebumps just because, like, I remember when you talked about, like, getting on your knees and just thinking about your dad, like, just now seeing that moment replay, man, that's such a great bond between a father and son. Like you said, like, he introduced you to the game, and that's just a way, you know, just paying respect and homage to him, man. So I love that. I really appreciate you sharing that. Because, again, we don't know what, you know, players are thinking when they do certain things, when they, you know, celebrate in the end zone, but you sharing that, that means the world, man. So that's awesome.
No problem.
So, of course, like I said, playing in Green Bay, the tradition, Lambeau Field, right? One of the earliest franchises in the National Football League. When you got drafted, you started playing there. And just everything that you've accomplished. We're talking about the Super Bowl and all that. What was it like to play in Green Bay with all that tradition? And what are you most proud of in your time in the NFL? It's kind of a two-part question for you there.
Just the opportunity to be among greatness and know the history of the game, what Lambeau created over the years with Vince Lombardi, and the list goes on. Just to be a part of that was special. Then the moment you walk out of that tunnel, you can just feel the players before you, the energy, when they stepped on that field, it was just like everything disappeared. You just see grass and you just think about all the memories that done happened on this field. And you going on there for the first time, it's like, wow, I'm actually here, and I can do something special just like they did. Like it's amazing. It's like one of the best venues you can ever go to. One of the best organizations, in my opinion. I'm not being biased to none of the other organizations, but Green Bay is very, very special and the top of my list is forever.
No doubt. I mean, think about just the idea. I mean, over the years, yeah, there were some changes, but like the logo. The uniforms, they stay true for a while, man. You don't mess with that tradition, right?
Absolutely.
Two more questions before I hit you up with the Fatherhood Quick Five. You are now a coach, like I said, over at Lakeland Highland Preparatory School. You're definitely helping out the younger generation and all that good stuff. Talk about how much fun you have teaching the game to this new generation, sir.
It's awesome. It's challenging at times, but it's very rewarding at times too. Just to see those kids buy into what you can bring to the table and what you can bring to their game. And I always believe in a person should hold knowledge. If you got the knowledge, pass it on. So that's the only way. They're going to learn the game the right way or the business the right way. You can't be selfish. Football is not a selfish sport. If that was the case, they can go play golf. You ain't got to worry about nobody telling you what to do. But, you know, being here in the Orlando and being at Lake Highland Preparatory School, you know, when we moved here from Green Bay to here, that one of the first schools I told my wife that I wanted the kids to go to, because in my high school, I played against them in high school. I played against Matt Stark in high school. So I already knew what type of program they had. So, and have the opportunity to coach there, it's been good. So this is my third season, I want to say, with the school. All my kids go there. So we just having fun, man. I'm just trying to educate them the best way I can.
Nice. Okay, so I got to ask you this too, because I coach my daughters. I don't have the level of experience of a pro level. Like, right? But here's the thing, like I've spoken with, you know, men and women on the show who, you know, won either gold, like, you know, for the Olympics, or won a Super Bowl title, or NBA title, NBA Finals championship, all that good stuff. And while they're coaching, you have parents come from the sideline and try and, like, go above you. And, like, for the life of me, like, this guy has played in the NFL. So tell me that hasn't happened to you, or has it?
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
What?
You know, you're gonna have the parents like, oh, my kid can do this, my kid does that. Yeah, but at the end of the day, I explain to the parents, like, we are the coaches. What we see in the kids, we're gonna put the kids in the best position to help the team. It's like I said, it's a team sport, so we gotta put the kids in the best position to go help the team and go help him in the long run as well, because that's might be his natural position, and we trying to make sure he focus on it. But you know, well, he used to be a quarterback when he was in youth. Okay, he's 16 now and he's 215, 220, 6'3", and he's real aggressive. Maybe we need to be looking at something else. He don't throw the ball that well now like he was in growing up. Like, it's so much you have to explain to the parents, let them know. But once you get them to understand what you're trying to do, it's all right. It's not that bad.
Nick, I really appreciate that. For all the dads and parents listening to this who have coached and have, like, the armchair quarterbacks or Monday morning quarterbacks, you know, try and, like, coach the kids during a game or something like that. It even happens to Super Bowl champions. So thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it does.
Love it, man. Okay, we're going to finish off with the Fatherhood Quick Five. Favorite family movie right now in your household, what is it?
Family movie in the household right now. Oh man, that's a tough one. I'm gonna go with. It just came out, but Jungle Cruise was pretty nice.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah,
it just came out, but I don't watch it a couple of times already.
Oh, nice.
And my whole family don't watch it a couple of times, so that's a hot thing going in the house right now.
Nice, man. Favorite family song right now, or is there a band or an artist you couldn't wait to introduce your kids to music wise?
Yeah, my kids don't like my type of music. You know what? You know, our house is pretty balanced. We kind of got the old school. We have we mix some of the new school with the kids, but it's a good balance. So it's a lot of R&B. And it's not just one person, a lot of R&B, and it's nice. A lot of a little hip hop here and there for the youngsters.
Nice, man. Describe the perfect family vacation. Where would it be, sir?
We love the Bahamas.
Mm. Nice.
We love the Bahamas.
Okay, it might be the football that you scored in Super Bowl 45, because I saw you when I was watching the video. I saw you spike it, and then you got up and got it. I'm like, yes, because that's like that whole lot of meaning, right? Is that your favorite like keepsake from your time in the NFL, or is there something else?
You know what? That's definitely one of the top ones. But you know, I played with Brett Favre my first 3 years, and when he went to Minnesota, and I was able to pick him off, you know, not. Just in practice, that it actually counts.
Yeah,
that was special too. But I kind of kept all my interception. But picking Brett Favre when he was with Minnesota, that was pretty sweet.
Love it, man. Nice. And lastly, top three words you hope your kids would use to describe you as a dad. What would they be? The top three words:
loving, caring. I'll say funny.
Nice, great three words right there. People, make sure you follow Nick on Twitter at Nick. DAPick36 or Nick the Pick 36. Again, Nick, I know you're a busy guy, especially with everything you got going with family stuff and, of course, coaching kids. But I really appreciate you sharing your fatherhood journey. I know a lot of people are going to enjoy this conversation. And again, I wish you and your family continued success, sir.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
I hope you enjoyed this week's edition of the Art of Fatherhood podcast. If you would be so kind and leave a review and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, I greatly appreciate that. And thank you to our sponsor this week, Busy Kid. It's a great way to teach your kids about finances, chores, investing, so many great things. I had a chance to chat with one of the co-founders, Greg Merced. You can check out that interview here as well. Really appreciate them sponsoring this week's podcast. For more on them, go to busykid.com.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to artoffatherhood.net.